To say he is down before the line of scrimmage, before the end zone. 10 seconds left. Harbor Beach needs to spike this ball before, and they're going to go for it on third down, and there is no word yet from the officials. And with the clock is showing zeros and no word yet from the officials, and instead of spiking the ball, Harbor Beach tries to go for it, and they are stopped at the 1 yard line, and that is how the first half will end.
Wow, what a defensive stand by the Bearcats on second and one from the wing tee. They hand it off to Shelkey. It looked like he was very close to getting in. They rule him down at the one, and a pretty good job under pressure to get to the line of scrimmage and get set up. It was third and one. Instead of spiking the football with 4 or 5 seconds left, they just let quarterback Kirsch go with the quarterback sneak. He tried to, but the defensive line overpowered the offensive line. Brady Kirsch was just running into the back of his offensive lineman, nowhere to go, and you got to tip your hat to that defensive line of the Bearcats, as they are the big reason why they are in the lead after one half of football.
A goal line stand to end the first half for the Ubley Bearcats as they are leading 32-12 on the WLEW Sports Network. We'll take a short break. We'll listen into the homecoming festivities here in Harbor Beach, and we'll break down that first half of football on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle and .450 Bushmaster. This four-shot bolt-action rifle is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, is legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Exclusively available at Randy's Hunting Center. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mountain boar sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Get ammunition at the best price anywhere, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
For all of your accounting needs, call Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. She has extensive experience with QuickBooks and can help you get the most out of your accounting program. If you need financial statements, payroll, or have tax issues, she can help too. Visit her office at 2201 Main Street, Ubley, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. Lori is also available to come to your place of business for an evaluation of your current accounting system. Just give Lori Messing a call at 989-658-8525. Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley.
WLEW Sports at the half finds the Ubley Bearcats leading 20 points over the Harbor Beach Pirates, 32-12. as the first half ended with a goal line stand at the ugly 1 yard line to keep High Reach out of the end zone for the third time tonight. Right now, we listen in to our halftime festivities of homecoming right here in High Reach, Michigan. Right now, it's the Marching Pirates on the field. Let's take a listen in, and then we'll hear from our PA announcer, Mike Delpierre, with all the festivities. Listening to the Marching Pirates. Dave Hansen, why don't you take us through our scoring drives of that first half?
A lot of action in the first half. Clark Ubley started off the scoring with a 31-yard touchdown run from Nathan Keller. Brown added the two-point conversion. After that, James Shelkey with a 30-yard touchdown reception from Brady Kirsch. The two-point conversion run was no good. Jonathan Brandle, 47-yard touchdown. Derek Brown, the two-point conversion run is good. And at the end of the first quarter, it's 16 Ubley, Harbor Beach 6. In the second quarter, Jonathan Brandle, 2-yard touchdown run. And Brandle followed it up with a two-point conversion, making it 24-6, Ubley Bearcats. Daniel Lanfear with a 2-yard touchdown run. Another failed two-point conversion for the Pirates. Leaves a score of 24-12. And then Jonathan Brandle for the third time, bus free, a 47-yard touchdown run. Keller with a two-point conversion run, making it 32-12, and a huge goal line stand by the Bearcats as halftime expired. Harbor Beach knocking on the door, but fails to. 32 Ubley, 12 Harbor Beach.
Now we listen in to a PA announcer of Harbor Beach, Mike Delpierre, as we go through the homecoming festivities right here at Harbor Beach High School.
Your hard work has definitely made this year's homecoming experience an enjoyable one for the entire community, school, and the senior class of 2016. Each class has shown remarkable school spirit in the pep assembly. The winner of the pep assembly Olympics was the juniors. This year's winners of the tug of war were the seniors, and the seniors stayed on their hot streak as they won the famous pep jug. There were also spirit days, which consisted of Farmer Day, Mathlete versus Athlete, Dynamic Duo Day, Theme Day, and Orange and Black Day. Some students went above and beyond the call when dressing up, and these students were Kaylin Katie and Eric Rasta. To introduce the homecoming court, the Marching Pirates, under the direction of Field Commander Madison Hearn, present the 1988 Whitney Houston power ballad, One Moment in Time. Representing the freshman class is Madison Rogenbach, daughter of Jim and Stacy Rogenbach, escorted by Nathan Seaman. Representing the sophomore class is Allison Holdwick, daughter of Jeff and Wendy Holdwick, escorted by Anthony Schweitzer. Representing the junior class is Johanna Braun, daughter of Joe and Deanna Braun, escorted by Ryan Seaman. And now the five senior girls, one of which will be crowned as our homecoming queen. Jenna Arndt, daughter of Kevin and Sally Arndt, escorted by Cody Boynton. Abby Pulaski, daughter of John and Judy Pulaski, escorted by Brad Voss.